Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show. Heard every Saturday morning at 8 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone. With insight on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters. Featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here is your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley. You're listening to Colorado's Outdoorsman Radio Show. I tell you, we've got a full slate for you today, and if you're riding around your car or listening at home, I hope you'll give us a call. We're going to be talking about all the gun laws going on here in Colorado for the first couple of segments this morning. So if you've got an opinion on these laws, we would love to hear from you. And if you want to tell us how you feel about the Second Amendment rights that we feel are being infringed upon, give us a call, 303-331-7116. That's 303-331-7116. We always want you to invite you to visit our website at sportsmanofcolorado.com. We also have a Ask the Expert box. If you send us a question and we use that on air, we will get you a $25 Cabela gift card. And Cabela's is opening August 15th. As Red and I mentioned a few weeks ago, we went to an event there. Good morning, Red.
By the way.
All right.
Good morning,
Red,
Scott.
Red's in studio as always with us. And also in studio, we have Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting, we're going to be getting to shortly, and Kevin Flesh. And Kevin's an attorney that's on our list here with us. And also, I have a deal with CBS4 called Haystack Help, and Kevin is on our referral list there, and has been a great connection for us to help people. And so we'll get into a little bit more with these individuals and what all they do. So Tina, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Scott.
And you know, we just want to discuss a little bit about all the laws going on and just try to get a good understanding. And then, you know, appreciate Kevin coming in this morning just to talk about the legal side of all these and how they're really going to be affecting us. And if you haven't watched the Channel 9 story, I think you can probably just go to their website. It was still up. Listen to this. What would be her Fields? I know is her last name. She's a legislator.
Yeah, Representative Rhonda Fields.
Representative Rhonda Fields. And, you know, she was talking about how she didn't realize this one little part was in there in this law, but yet it's in there. And so we want to talk about the magazines and all the different things that we have going on. So, again, Tina is with Straightforward Shooting. Her website is straightforwardshooting.com, and she is an NRA instructor. She's certified, I should say, instructor with rifle, muzzle loading, and pistol. So, Tina, tell us just a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in this.
Thank you, Scott. Well, I didn't grow up in a household that had firearms. Well, unless you count my dad, who had the .22 rifle behind the bedroom door. And he warned us kids, you know, don't touch it. It'll kill you. And we took that pretty seriously. And I kind of grew up not particularly fond of firearms, but as I got older, you know, I had boyfriends who were military or law enforcement, and shooting was a good date, and it still is. I love to shoot, and you know, I've been shooting for about 30 years, and I really didn't get into it professionally until our son was in Cub Scouts, and they needed someone to run the shooting range for a day camp. And they kind of all looked at me and said, well, you shoot, why don't you do that? And I said, well, why don't I? So I ran the shooting range for the Valley District of Boy Scouts for about 5 years. I ran their day camp out there. We ran about 200 scouts a day through there. And through the course of that, you know, I'd have parents come up and say, hey, could you teach me how to shoot? And I said, well, yeah I could. And the number kept growing and growing and growing. And what I thought was going to be, oh, I'll teach a class a month kind of thing, has turned out over the last 3 years to where we've qualified roughly 1,200 Coloradans for their concealed handgun permit. So it's moved from a bucket list item to a must-have in this environment.
Right. You know, I think a lot of people think that they come to one of these classes, there's going to be 50 guys sitting in camo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, got their face paint on, and they're ready to learn to shoot and all that. But who are you seeing coming to these classes?
It's really interesting because I did think initially that since I'm a woman, it would be, you know, I'd market to the women. But really, that's not it. I get, it's about 60-40 women. And the age is what really has astonished me, is that it's really skewed a little bit older. We're looking at late 40s into, well into the 70s for our you know, our students. And it's not just Billy Bob who's looking to get his concealed handgun permit. We're getting a lot of soccer moms, a lot of professionals, a lot of families who come in and think it's important to teach their children how to shoot and how to do that safely.
Are you seeing more people actually come into the classes, that your class sizes are increasing?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And the temperature has changed. Again, it's moved from a bucket list item to I'm angry about the current legislation, and I'm afraid that I won't be able to keep and bear arms in the next few years.
Yeah, Tina, what kind of classes do you teach?
Well, we don't just do pistol. We do rifle, shotgun, muzzle-loading rifle. We also do personal protection in the home. And my newest class, NRA, is the Refuse to Be a Victim courses. And what I like about those and what I'm excited about in those is that it really is kind of a first step if you do intend to carry a firearm as your self-protection tool. But in addition to that, if you choose not to, it's a good method for you to learn how to protect yourself against a criminal attack.
So I'm guessing you're advocating more than just what they're saying at the legislature relating to women and protecting themselves in a rape situation, to use their pencils and pens and urinate on people, I think, is one of the suggestions that they've made, right?
Well, you know, truly, your firearm is your tool of last defense. I mean, that's what you choose in your last situation.
Yeah.
The current legislation, though, that's being proposed is really a war on women. As a woman, I'm not physically strong enough to defend myself against a man in a criminal attack. And a firearm is my tool of choice, and it is the great equalizer. I choose to use a firearm in that, but there are other, you know, and a firearm for your self-defense tool is not for everybody. And that's what we teach.
Well, you've got to be willing to use that and be able to use it correctly. I mean, that's so many people, I think, in this debate don't have the experience with weapons in general. And so it's easier for them to say, well, why do you need one?
Well, it is a mindset, and it is a mindset that you have to have, regardless of whether it's a firearm or whether it's pepper spray or whether it's, a baton, a whistle, whatever it is, particularly as a woman, because I don't have the physical strength of a man, I have to have that mindset. You know, don't put yourself in those types of situations to begin with. I mean, a lot of people joke with me and they say, well, you know, you're a firearms instructor, you know how to shoot, you legally carry a firearm concealed, you could go wherever you want to. And that's simply not true. I mean, I don't walk down Colfax at midnight simply because I have a concealed handgun permit, because that's just stupid.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So,
yeah. You know, Tina, growing up and most of my career has been in law enforcement, and I know that shooting is a perishable skill. And the ability on the part of any person to react and use a handgun comes from practice and experience. And how do you encourage women and men also to get more involved in that and become more familiar with their firearms?
Well, we do have a unique shooting club. We call that Brunch and Bullets. So we shoot a little, it sounds nicer than shoot and eat, you know, which is what we do. Yes, it is a skill that you need. If it is your intention to carry a firearm and into self-defense, you do need to practice with that. And the only time you shoot should not be at the time you qualify for your concealed handgun permit. you know, while live fire is not a requirement under the Colorado statute, you know, you do need to practice that, and we do that once a month, so that we can, you know, when we get together and we have a little bit of fun, everybody kind of, we shooters are a social bunch, you know, we like to get together and shoot together. So, we practice that once a month.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red Merrill. In studio, we have Kevin Flesch and also Tina Francone. If you have any questions, maybe you've been thinking about getting your permit and you want to ask Tina, please give us a call, 303-331-7116. And Tina, one thing you mentioned about in the home and children, and, you know, a lot of people I talk to that have kids, they say, well, I just don't want guns in my house with the kids, you know, and then when they leave the house, I'll get a gun, whatever. At what age do you feel it's appropriate to talk to kids? And then and I know you can't go through the whole speech that you would give children, but what would be maybe an initial speech where you try to warn kids, you know, about guns?
The time to teach your children about firearms is when they start asking you. And that's different child by child, of course. But, you know, you as a parent or a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle, you know your kid. You know when it's appropriate and when they have sufficient maturity in order to understand the seriousness of what it is, because a gun's not a toy. Responsible gun owners will, you know, educate their children as to their use and determine whether or not they're an authorized user of a firearm. Are they being safe with it? Up to that point, you should be telling your children, you know, look, It's a gun. If you see one, stop, remove yourself from the situation, and go tell an adult. And, you know, a lot of parents will say, well, I don't have to worry about that because I don't have guns in my home. And, you know, the latest statistics show that in the United States, 50% of households have a firearm in them. And so while you may not have a firearm in your home, your friends probably do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to educate your children.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, maybe we'll talk, Kevin, get the legal side of, you know, when you do have guns in the house, how should parents talk to their own kids then about kids coming over, too, a little bit. So You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Give us a call, 303-331-7116, and we'll be right back after these messages.
When she walks by, you don't know what to say. Gonna make a move, you better make it now.
Wanna be my friend?
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
If you're a free agent, your priority would be what? Money? Chance to win? How about location? Head coach? Other options there? Money is always gonna play an issue. But if I said you can go to San Diego or Cleveland, money's the same. Chance of winning might be about the same. Where are you going?
Dan Patrick.
Weekday mornings at 7 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
Have you been accused of a DUI? Don't understand the forms you've been served? I'm here to help. My name is Kevin Flesch, and my law firm is in the business of defending you, both at the DMV process and the criminal court. We're going to try to keep your license and keep you out of jail. If you don't know what to do next, call me today, 303-884-1037. Again, that number is 303-884-1037. We provide free consultations and answer all of your questions. Remember, you have only 7 days after you're arrested to perfect your right to a hearing with the DMV. Don't give up that right. Don't go it alone. Call me today, 303-884-1037. Or visit my website, criminallawfleshlaw.com.
Hi, I'm bankruptcy attorney Benjamin Yablon, author of The Bankruptcy Guide. If you're overwhelmed by debt, you need to call me today. My direct line is 303-562-3167. Come in today for a free consultation, and your copy of The Bankruptcy Guide is free as well. Once again, 303-562-3167. Or visit my website at Yablon.com. yabonlaw.com. That's Y-A-B as in boy, L-O-N as in Nick, and the word law.com. I'm attorney Benjamin Yablon.
Are you paying for broken windows after every round of golf? Are you always yelling four to the fairway next to yours? Are you searching in the woods hole after hole? Do you continue to lose every ball in your bag? Do you turn a four-hour round into 5.5 hours? If you're that guy, or you invited that guy to play with you, you need No Slice. Just put No Slice on your golf club and it will eliminate your slice, guaranteed, or your money back. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to NoSliceGolf.com. That's NoSliceGolf.com.
Now is the time to get your concealed carry permit. This is Joe Dedon with TAC One Consulting, the official CCW training provider for the Tanner Gun Shows. All of our instructors are law enforcement with firsthand knowledge on surviving violent encounters. Call now, 720-432-3229. That's 720-432-3229. Mention Sportsmen of Colorado and receive $15 off either our 3-hour or 6-hour classes. Call TAC One Consulting now for details, 720-432-3229, or visit our website, TAC1Consulting.com. That's T-A-C-O-N-E Consulting.com.
At Iron Forge Trailers in Sedalia, you will find a full lineup of trailers. From ATV trailers to cargo trailers to dump trailers, Iron Forge is the place to go for all your trailer needs. Iron Forge is also an excellent resource if you need to rent a trailer. Full service trailer repair shop and welding services are also available. Located at 7144 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call 720-312-7095. That's 720-312-7095. Or visit their website at ironforgetrailers.com. Iron Forge Trailers is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergalleryllc.com.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Welcome back. You're listening to Sportsman Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red Merrill. We have Kevin Flesh in studio, along with Tina Francone. And I want to give out Tina's information. You can give her a call directly at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Again, she is an NRA-certified instructor with rifle, muzzle-loading rifle, and pistol. Her website is straightforwardshooting.com. And now, Tina, you got to give us a little special if anybody wants to call you and take a class. So give us a little break here for you.
Absolutely.
If someone wants to take your class.
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure.
How much would that cost them?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Normally, if your intention is your concealed handgun permit, that's normally $150. But for the Sportsman of Colorado radio listeners today, we'll knock off $25 off of that. And okay.
Well, thank you. All right. So you can save $25 by giving Tina a call, 720-989-9662.
Tina, let me ask you, where do you hold your shooting classes and actually do the shooting?
We do the classroom portion at Dakota Ridge Church in Littleton. That's Bellevue between Kipling and Sims. And we do the live fire portion out here at the firing line in Aurora.
All right. Yeah, I've been to the firing line many times myself. Love to go in there and look at the guns and the different accessories and gear that they've got. It's a good place.
They take pretty good care of me over there. What I like about it there is that the range officers are on duty and making sure that everybody's safe. And they're friendly, and they'll help you if you need help. So,
now before the break, Kevin, I said let's look at the legal side just a little bit, and then we'll get into some of these laws that are going on and on the governor's desk as we speak. But from the legal side, if you have weapons in your home, and whether you have kids or don't, just what are some good safe practices?
Yeah, so if you have any sort of accident with a weapon in your home, it's going to fall underneath the premises liability statute, and that's really what a reasonable person would do. And so what does that mean? I mean, it essentially means that you have to take matters in your own hand to make sure that the weapons are protected from anyone there. So if you invite somebody to your house and they use a weapon improperly, you're going to be held responsible. And so you want to make sure that they're under some, you just want to make sure that those weapons are out of the purview of kids. Mm-hmm. If you have kids coming over to your house or other people, and then generally speaking, if the weapon isn't locked somewhere, that the weapon is separated from the ammunition for it. Because obviously if the two aren't together, you're not going to have an issue unless somebody's banging you over the head with your shotgun.
Right.
But so that's the issue from a legal standpoint on the premises liability. And that's the only way that somebody gets to bring a claim against you, is saying that you weren't reasonable in protecting them while on your premises.
Okay.
Kevin, I know that the number one rule in gun safety is to treat all guns as if they were loaded. And it's a practice that you have to teach your kids. And in our society, you need to teach people that come to your house.
Yeah.
Well, same thing.
You're absolutely right. And we were talking about that over the break. I've got three kids, and that's something I learned as growing up, and that's what I've taught my kids. Now, the issue that Tina brings up is that half of the households in the U.S. don't have guns. So whenever you have the opportunity, when a person is at your house, you know what, if they don't have a gun at home, they don't realize that. And you see that. And you see that with the arguments that are being made at the legislature. People just don't have the experience. So whenever you have the opportunity, we have a couple of pink BB guns because I've got three girls. So, you know, kids come over, and if they want to shoot the BB gun, we have that safety lesson that it doesn't matter. Any time you're near a weapon, it's loaded, and you assume that it's deadly.
Obviously, I know the answer to this question, Kevin, but tell me, how old do you believe it's a good practice to start teaching your kids about guns and firearms?
I think what Tina said is right. As soon as your child has an interest in a firearm, you start talking to them about it. I grew up in a household that had guns just sitting around the house, and it was always discuss the fact that weapon is dangerous and that there's something that you can use. It's a tool, but at the same time, there's some real responsibility. Whenever the kids are ready to have that conversation, you have it with them, and you have them with them every time you get near a weapon.
Absolutely. And, Scott and I grew up down in Texas, and I believe Texas has one of the best cultures around for guns and hunting. And, of course, this is a hunting show, but I grew up, as soon as I was old enough to hold a toy pistol, my folks bought me the Roy Rogers holster set, you know.
Yeah.
And
he keeps wearing that every time I go. You know, I'm going red. Come on, man.
Absolutely, looks cool. but you know, I found out the purpose of handguns as a young boy. And when, since I got old enough to handle one, my dad bought me a BB gun, took me out in the backyard. Fortunately, we lived right on the edge town where we had some woods around us and could actually shoot a BB gun in our backyard. And he put up a target, and he sat there with me and taught me how to operate it and how to shoot it and the fun of shooting a gun.
Yeah.
And there's another thing I wanted to ask Tina. What about dry firing your gun at home or someplace?
Absolutely. That is probably, you know, and I tell my students, probably buying snap caps, dummy rounds, spring loaders, whatever you call them, inert pieces of metal or plastic that you use to protect your firing pin. Buying snap caps and practicing at home, cheapest way you'll ever get to practice. You don't have to buy ammunition. You don't have to buy range time. If it's raining outside, you can shoot indoors. But it's good to practice those skills, and then, you know, you complement that with your live fire training.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get into a little bit of these laws, and I'm going to open this up for all of you guys to kind of talk about. But let's take one about the universal background checks for gun buyers that are going to the governor for signature. Kevin, I guess I'll start with you. What's your opinion on this? And
yeah, so the
why it won't work?
I actually think the universal, and Tina probably knows because she's been down at the legislature, I think the universal background checks has actually gone to committee. That is not on the governor's desk.
Oh, okay.
What is on the governor's desk is the magazine restrictions, and that's a bigger deal. The universal background checks is going to be a big deal for individuals that are selling to each other as to how that background check is going to happen. And that's going to be somewhat difficult to implement, I think, and that's why I think it's gone back to committee to figure out the specific rules and regulations relating to it. I think the bigger issue is this magazine. Basically, they've got the legislation in front of the governor. The governor, my understanding, Tina, is that he says he's going to sign it.
That's my understanding as well.
That essentially existing magazines that are readily convertible to 15 rounds or more are going to be illegal to possess in the state of Colorado after July 1st. That's essentially all of the magazines that we all own.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we were talking before the show started about how do we get around that? And there's really, we believe, the way that they've written the law, and Rhonda Fields, the woman that is basically the sponsor of the law in Colorado, on that Channel 9 piece that you've been talking about,
right,
is suggesting that she didn't realize that this regulation would essentially get rid of all magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she didn't, but certainly the individuals who drafted the law understood,
sure,
that the provisions were going to essentially eliminate magazines as we know it in Colorado.
And you know, all of us feel bad for someone's loss, and I feel bad for her. I believe it was her son and
fiance.
Yeah. That was shot. And you know what? Man, that's terrible. Hate that. But you can tell this lady has never been around guns in her life.
Right.
You know, and I don't know. You just hate to see it, you know, go to this extent that it's gone to. And so, Tina, tell us, maybe just explain a little bit what the universal background check is. And we got about a minute for this, but give us what that universal background check meant.
Well, overall, it would require that, currently, and I just bought a firearm the other day, and I bought it online. But that doesn't mean that the UPS man dropped it off of my front door, okay? Really what happens is, as I purchased the firearm online, I had to designate an FFL, a federally licensed firearms dealer, to receive that for me, pay a fee, and then go pick up my firearm. What this firearm what this law legislature would actually really do would be to, as the proponents are saying, close the loophole as between private sales. The conceit of the law is that what they say they're trying to do is to prevent criminals from receiving firearms, because criminals receive their firearms in a private party transactions. Really, overall, all of this legislation is really not well researched and not well constructed, and basically because, and I'll apologize straight up to the legislators that I know, you're all lazy and ignorant. Okay, you haven't thought this through. You haven't thought through,
right,
what the ramifications are these pieces of legislation are, or you're ignorant. You just don't know. You don't know what it is to be a gun owner, and you don't consider what the ramifications are to the law-abiding citizens. Really, most of this legislation will just criminalize what a law-abiding citizen does, because criminal A is not going to go down on Colfax and say, "Excuse me, sir, I'd like to purchase a firearm." And say, "Oh no, I'm sorry, I can't sell you that because I don't have a background check on you." That's not how it happens.
Right. All right, you're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. Give us a call, 303-331-7116, and we'll be back right after this.
All over, baby, hold me closer. Moving to and fro, just swaying like a slow freight train.
Want to be my friend?
This is the Dan Patrick Show.
In Tiger's mind, Tiger's back when Tiger wins a major. Now, he's going to play well at Augusta. But here is the first time in 5 years that he's had two wins prior to Augusta, something he hasn't done. Is he back? He'll be back when he wins majors, because that's what he wants to do.
Dan Patrick.
Weekday mornings at 7 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600.
Have you been looking for that one-of-a-kind knife? Well, I highly recommend you look at ML Seaman Knife. Pepper Seaman is the master craftsman of these very special custom knives. The handle materials used vary from burl woods from the U.S. to exotic woods from Africa, Southeast Asia, Central, and South America. Visit their website at mlseamanknives.com. That's ML SEAMAN Knives.com. Call 785-821-1659. That's 785-821-1659.
Need a dumpster quickly? Call Roll Off Remedies. As a local broker, they bring the best rates to your doorstep and save you valuable time and expense. No delivery charge, no fuel surcharges, no pickup charge, no disappointment. 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will receive a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553 or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
When it comes to taxidermy, I can assure you that all taxidermists are not created equal. Preserve your hunting memories for generations to come with Hunter T's Taxidermy. Owner Keith Kaufman uses the finest products, the most trusted techniques, and real-life experiences to create your custom work of art. Every mount is individually crafted to bring out the best in your trophy. Call Hunter T's at 303-973-3098. That's 303-973-3098. Or visit their website at HunterT'sTaxidermy.com.
No job too big or too small. Whether you have a minor plumbing or HVAC repair or want to replace an entire heating or plumbing system, Lakewood Plumbing has an economical solution. As an official company of Haystack Help, Lakewood Plumbing will assure your 100% satisfaction. Call today for your free in-home estimate, 303-233-7007. That's 303-233-7007. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you will also receive $25 off your first service call.
Are you wasting most of your hunting time driving to a place to hunt? Just 20 miles east of Denver is Colorado's premier sporting club. This is Scott Watley to tell you more about my favorite place to hunt, Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Whether you are brushing up on your shooting skills on the professionally designed sporting clay course, or you're ready to hunt some game birds, Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has activities for the whole family. Archery range, game birds, dove hunting, and dog training await you at Kiowa Creek. Take time to relax after your hunt in their beautiful and spacious clubhouse. Call 303-644-4627 for your Sportsman of Colorado new member special. With your one-year membership purchase, receive 150 sporting clays absolutely free when you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627 or visit their website at kiowacreek.com. So go visit Kiowa Creek Sporting Club, just 20 miles east of Denver. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner, Red Merrill. We're in studio with Tina Francone. She's a certified NRA instructor with rifle, muzzle-loading rifle, and pistol, and also Kevin Flesh. And, you know, we always really think it's a great idea, you know, if you have a concealed carry or even if you don't, it's always good to have a good attorney you can trust. And Kevin is one of those guys, and I want to give out Kevin's number. His number is 303-884-1037, 303-884-1037. And we've talked about this a little bit before on other when we're talking about concealed carry. You know, if you let's say you're involved in a shooting, and you guys can chime in on this, Kevin. If you're involved in a shooting, no matter where it is, your home, out in the public, whatever, you know, the last thing you want to do is start talking to the police when they arrive, okay? You want to call Kevin, have him on speed dial, call Kevin, let him get there, you tell him exactly what happened, then let him talk to the police. Because if you don't, I mean, there's a lot of emotions going on, and, you know, you could get yourself in a real bind, and, you know, face it, you're already going to be in a life-changing situation. So the last thing you want to do is give some information that you shouldn't give. So Kevin's number again is 303-884-1037.
Kevin. Yeah, Scott, whenever a weapon is fired at another human being and you're the one that's firing it, as soon as that happens, you want to make sure that you don't say anything to anyone. You call someone to help you advocate what your position was, because any statement that you use, you know, that you make, eventually someone is going to twist it. And so, as soon as that event happens in your life, you want to make sure that you understand that you are now going to be subject to a criminal offense, and it's going to happen in the environment that we're in. And even if you're completely law-abiding and you've done everything that you need to do and you've been reasonable in your efforts and you've used lethal force in a situation where you can use lethal force, the police are still going to charge you with something. Mm-hmm. And somebody's going to be investigating, and you want to have an attorney standing next to you saying, this is what my client is going to say or not going to say, and being the stopgap there, because it's so important to properly handle those situations.
Tina also offers a program she mentioned in our first segment, Refuse to Be a Victim, and I just wanted to take a minute and read just a little bit about that. It's a 3 to 4 hour crime prevention seminar designed by the NRA to provide common sense information geared toward awareness and avoidance of criminal attack. Certified instructors help seminar participants get a better understanding of criminal thinking and provide tips on maximizing home, automobile, telephone, technological, and personal security. Participants learn unbiased information about carjacking prevention, strategies, self-defense training options, and the use of devices such as pepper spray, mace, and stun guns. And this is a great value, I think. Cost is $52 for this. And then if you live, I'm sorry, Tina, where was that?
Foothills Park and Recreation District.
Okay, if you live in that area, it's $40. So if you're interested in maybe taking a class like that, you can give Tina a call at 720-989-9662.
All right, and Tina talked about the legislatures and the possible ignorance on their part, and I agree with that. Some of them possibly are ignorant. Now, I don't apologize for calling them ignorant, and if that is true, and if it is true, they should not be passing laws or attempting to pass laws that affect us because of their ignorance. They're making an emotional decision, and a political decision, and I personally believe that there's more behind these laws than just what they say on the surface to control shootings and stuff, because we know it's not going to control those things. Criminals are going to get guns illegally. Mentally ill people are going to get guns and do things illegally, and it's just an infringement on the Second Amendment rights, and it is a right. We have the right to legally own firearms, and I believe there's something behind all of this. And Kevin, why don't you talk to us a little about?
Yeah, you're singing to the choir. There's definitely there's an ulterior motive, and clearly the folks that are bringing this legislation want to do whatever they can to outlaw guns in general. I mean, they're taking away the rights of citizenry that will follow the laws, and they're doing so in a manner that just isn't honest. It would be much easier to have this fight if we had the fight of, we don't want you to have a weapon. But they're doing this incrementally.
That's right.
And they're doing it incrementally because they know that that's the only way that they can get to the end game. This legislation that passed this week and that's on the governor's desk, I think the first thing everybody needs to know is that the governor hasn't signed it yet. And he says he's going to, but he's taking his time on it. And it's our opportunity to get in touch with the governor to make sure he understands that the citizens of Colorado don't think the legislation should be signed, so we still have some opportunity, a very small window, but there's some opportunity. But secondarily, it's a situation where, you know, let's face it, in the last election, folks were elected that are against people's right to bear arms and a right to have an uninfringed ability to hold those weapons, and we have to be aware of that when we're voting for these folks, that, you know, there's multiple issues the reasons that you vote for particular individuals, and you have to keep that in the back of your mind when you're making those decisions.
Absolutely. And I personally believe liberals have a hidden agenda, and like you said, they want to confiscate all guns. And history shows us, and other governments that have done this show us and prove to us that it's about control.
Yeah.
They want to control the populace. And people need to wake up. That's the direction that we are heading. And that's why legal gun owners get so frustrated. And, personally, Governor Hickenlooper, which I used to have more respect for, and I hope he really does assess these laws, but I believe he's actually going against his own training and what he used to believe just for political reasons and political gain. And we're heading in a direction that is bad for this country.
You know, a lot of people have said, well, you know, Tina, you got that tinfoil hat on because, you know, you're thinking about all these conspiracy theories and really, I used to believe them. But, you know, I look at the legislation and being down at the State House and listening to the testimony and talking to people on both sides of this issue and then looking at the legislation, I mean, that's why my comment earlier, they've got to be, you know, I'd like to think that they were lazy and ignorant because they didn't consider what the ramifications are, because if they didn't, then really what is the real purpose of this legislation? And there's where my tinfoil hat goes on, is because, you know, if you look at it, really the only thing you have left is that the legislation was designed to strip us of our firearms and our Second Amendment rights.
And that is exactly right. You know, and one thing I was alluding to a while ago, Governor Hickenlooper said he's not afraid of the gun lobby because he says the gun lobby doesn't have enough votes.
Yeah.
And that's exactly right. If we'd have had enough votes, then he wouldn't have been the governor, and they wouldn't have a majority in the state Congress. And people need to realize that you must educate yourself, you must be registered to vote, and you must turn out and vote. And it's only going to get worse in the future, and we must. I mean, folks, listen, you must educate your children. We must win the next generation. I personally am recommending that if at all possible, and if you can afford it, you need to take your kids out of public school and put them in a private school or a Christian school, or homeschool them, if at all possible, where they're not brainwashed by the public school system in believing all this liberal agenda stuff. Our future depends on it. Your kids' futures depend on it.
Well, the other thing with the gun, at least the gun issue, and I see that in our neighborhood, is we're somewhat unusual in the sense that a lot of my kids' friends don't have the experience with the weapons. And so whenever, as gun owners, we have the opportunity to show a positive response to the use of a weapon, you do that. Because what's going to happen is maybe those kids that don't have guns in their homes will have that experience, and they'll go home, and mom and dad will say, oh, that's bad. And they'll say, well, it seemed okay. It didn't seem scary like you suggest it was. And you've got that in their mind, because we have to make sure that next generation, because you're absolutely right, we're fighting a tidal wave of negative impact relating to guns. Yes. But if you can get reasonable explanations and realize that it's fun and it can be in a safe environment, that I think we're going to win that battle.
I believe so.
You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. I want to give out Tina's information again. 720-989-9662. Her website is straightforwardshooting.com. Give her a call. You can take a class, get a $25 discount, so $125. Also, she has the Refuse to be a Victim class you can call her. So give her a call, 720-989-9662. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Rob Rowe with Phoenix Pop-Up Campers. And so if you have any, maybe even thinking about getting yourself a camper, this is a custom-made product that's very, very cool. So give us a call, 303-331-7116. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado.
Yeah, we've been rocking all night, but don't you know, you got to get me to the church on the Cumberland Road.
Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone, welcomes the Eric Casilla Show, weekdays at 5.
It'll be the NRA 500 at Texas Motor Speedway on April 13th. Golden rule. You got more gold, you get to make more rules. If you're NASCAR,
you got to sort of take the money if you can.
Yeah. And you're not saying that some kind of liberal lobby couldn't sponsor a race. They could. Trial Lawyers of America want to sponsor a race. It's a very liberal lobby. Go for it.
We'll take your money, too.
The more money you have, the more choices you have.
It's the Eric Casilla Show, weekdays at 5 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone.
What's the most common problem for golfers? It's the slice. If you want to get rid of your slice, you need No Slice. No Slice was tested by Golf Laboratories Laboratories, a facility that conducts robotic testing for the golf industry, and the results were amazing. No Slice will eliminate your slice and increase your distance, guaranteed, or your money back. Simply apply No Slice to your golf club for longer, straighter shots and no more lost golf balls. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to noslicegolf.com. That's noslicegolf.com.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pidcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife was created in 2011 by the merger of Colorado State Parks and the Colorado Division of Wildlife. Colorado Parks and Wildlife are the leaders in conservation, outdoor recreation, and wildlife management. Parks and Wildlife employees and their partners work together to provide ongoing and outstanding customer service through recreational programs, amenities, and services. For more information, visit the website at wildlife.state.co.us. That's wildlife.state.co.us.
Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club offers LaPorte Archery Bow Trap Shooting, state-of-the-art techno hunt, and an indoor and outdoor 3D range. They also have an indoor target range up to 30 yards and a full-service on-site bow shop. Full Rut Archery also offers antelope and deer hunting on 15,000 acres in Elbert County. Drop by and check it out, and have lunch at the Broadhead Cafe. Lessons are also available, and $20 will buy you your annual membership. Call 303-840-9271 or visit their website at fullrutarchery.com.
For 36 years, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been family-owned and operated. The Chevy Silverado, longest-lasting, best gas mileage, best resale of any truck you can buy. Buy any new or used vehicle and receive a $200 gas card. Lynn Lyle has a full-service department body shop with super competitive prices. Call 303-344-3100. That's 303-344-3100. Or visit their website at lynnlyle.com. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Safety is crucial in our lives today. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. Get the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes, from long gun to smaller personal safes. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainsafe.com. Nothing protects like a cannon. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Running a small business today certainly has its tax challenges. Hi, this is Scott Watley to tell you about Sherry Christian with the SC Tax Group. Having the right CPA that you can trust can literally mean the difference between success and failure. A certified public accountant is a valuable tool for any upcoming and ongoing business, large or small. Put your mind at ease with SC Tax Group. Accurate, efficient, professional tax preparation. SC Tax Group. Call 303-753-8200. That's 303-753-8200.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley, along with my partner Red Merrill, in studio Kevin Flesch, Tina Francone. They'll be staying with us here through the last few minutes of the show, but we're going to go right to Rob Rowe. Rob is the owner of Phoenix Pop-Up Campers. And Rob, what show was that I met you guys?
Oh, that was the ISE show, International Sports.
I'm telling you, there's a few booths that were impressive, and yours was one of them. And actually, Kevin that's in studio with us, he's been pretty excited that you were going to come on today too. But tell us just a little bit about your campers, and then how you guys even got into this business.
Well, right now, for the past few years, we've gone to completely custom campers to fit virtually any vehicle. So no matter what you drive, Jeep, pickup, Bronco, Blazer, we put a nice, usually pop-up style or expandable style, fully equipped living quarters on the back of your vehicle. So they're nice and lightweight, aluminum frame structure, fiberglass exterior, very tough, very lightweight, and totally comfortable inside. Uh-huh. And we got started my father built a little camper for our Scout 2 in 1973. I was 5 years old. And he built it just for our family's own use because the Scout was a little bit, you know, tight for the four of us to sleep in without any kind of, you know, extra. So we built a little camper to go on top of that. And somebody saw it and liked it and wanted to buy it right off of the truck, and went ahead and sold it to him. And the rest is kind of history. So.
Yeah, Rob, how many people can you expand these campers to accommodate?
We've actually done bunk beds inside of the campers and things like that. So up to six people if you really want to squeeze it.
If you really like them a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do these campers expand beyond the end of the truck? How hard is it to hook up like a trailer, an additional trailer or something on the back?
Yeah, we do offer any length you want. We've actually put an 11-foot-long camper on an 8-foot truck bed before.
Yeah.
And that gentleman does tow with that vehicle. So when you do go beyond the back of the truck, you typically want to have a nice heavy-duty receiver hitch assembly on the vehicle, and then they make really heavy-duty extensions that you simply plug into those while the camper's on the truck to move that hitch back beyond the back of the camper. So it's really simple.
Hey, Rob, I was interested in talking with you. I've got a four-door Jeep, one of the new Wranglers, and there's a bunch of those floating around the state these days. You guys do a pretty neat product that you put a camper on the top of those. Can you describe that? What I'm really interested in you talking about, too, is how you get that thing on and off the Jeep.
Okay. That's one of my favorite designs, really. So we call it the JK Pulse, P-U-L-S-E. Pulse stands for Personal Ultralight Living and Sleeping Extension. That's the what the acronym means. And so the cool thing about that is the whole thing weighs about 500 pounds, and you are going to remove a couple of hundred pounds with the roof and the tailgate that come off of the Jeep. So you're talking a net difference of maybe 300 and some pounds putting this fully equipped camper on there.
So you take you would take the hard top, the fiberglass top that comes with those four-door Jeeps off, and you'd put this on top of it, right?
Exactly. It really replaces everything that old top did. It covers all the way across to the top of the windshield, encasing the vehicle, weatherproof again. The main bed is over the seating area of the Jeep, and it expands back towards the back wall of the camper or the back of the Jeep when it's bedtime. So you end up with a front to back sleeping queen size bed over the top of the seats when the top is up and the bed is folded out. It also comes with typically a sink and a stove and a water tank and a heater, propane heater, and a refrigerator that sets on the floor and plugs into 12-volt power. So you've got all the amenities of a full-size truck camper, queen-size bed, fridge, furnace, stove, water, it's all there.
And we'll take three of them, Rob.
Sold.
I was going to say, Rob, I love to shoot, but I don't love to camp, but I could, I think, with something like that.
Right, to get you off the ground. It's very warm. You can stay about 70 degrees inside there when it's negative 10 outside. Fully protected from wind and snow and everything else. And quick to set up, like 5 minutes, including putting the bed out. So,
now, Rob, tell us where you're where you make the campers and what is the process for custom ordering these campers.
Okay, our shop is at in Commerce City, out by the, if you guys know where the Mile High Flea Market is, I think they have a new name, but out in that area, Commerce City, and a nice little shop. There's five of us. It's a family business. My mother, my wife, my stepson, we all work there. Five of us do all the work. And so the process is to either by phone or email or in person, tell us about your vehicle, tell us what you want to end up with,
in your camper, how you want it to fit the truck. You know, basically, you feed us everything you want to end up with, your dream idea. And then we come back to you with our design idea. And then once we both agree on how it's going to end up and a price, you know, to do it, then we begin the order. You know, you put down a down payment, and your order goes at the end of the list. It's a first come basis. We are sold out right now through August, so we're taking orders for September right now. And we begin building it. You know, we immediately start purchasing materials and having the out of shop people do their work. You know, somebody makes the pop up fabric section, somebody makes the cushions, someone in town also builds a lot of the fabrication of the coverings for the outside and the inside. So the process begins immediately, but right now we're looking at September if you ordered one today.
And Rob, you've been kind enough to offer a discount for our listeners, and if my sheet has the right number of zeros, you're offering $1,000 off to our listeners.
That's correct. Yeah, anybody who mentions the show when they call or email to us will get that automatic discount of $1,000 off their camper.
And that number is 303-286-3921?
Correct.
Okay, 303-286-3921. You can also visit their website at phoenixpopup.com. Now, what's the craziest camper you've ever built?
I kind of think it was a military vehicle. These folks came to me and said, I've got a 1941 Dodge Power Wagon, World War II military vehicle, and it has a very small bed on the back, but we want to build a camper that fits into that truck, looks military-ish, and is comfortable for the two of us to sleep in. We want to have a shower, a toilet, a restroom, stove, a sink, a refrigerator, and we want it all to fit inside of the bed, which was 4 feet wide and 6 feet long. And by the way, there's going to be a canvas cover over the top of it while it's on the road and being shown and everything else, so we kind of have a height restriction as well. So I thought about it for a couple seconds and said, sure, we can do that. And so, which I was like, wow, that's a pretty small box. But anyhow, went to work on the design and ended up with a unit that was less than 4 feet wide, barely 6 feet long, about 4 feet tall. So it's a little square box. And when it popped up, it was electric push-button lift mechanism. So I push a button and it becomes 6 feet two tall, insulated in the pop-up section, shower, toilet, and restroom as you walk in the door on the left, and then bunk beds that flip against the wall when it's not sleeping time, and a stove and sink and air conditioner. So
wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it's a green, you know, army green, just like the vehicle. When it's all pushed down, it looks like part of the truck. So,
all right. Well, Rob, we're going to have you guys on several segments and shows in the future. So give Rob a call, 303-286-3921. Again, $1,000 off your order, Phoenix Pop-Up Campers. I want to thank all of our guests, Kevin Flesch in studio, Tina Francone, and as my partner, Red Merrill joins us each week. Thank Red. Give us a call anytime, every Saturday morning now, 303-331-7116. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. Have a great weekend.